Next up, the return of the Chico Vibe on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Welcome to the return of the Chico Vibe. Arts and newsworthy stories with commentary by Guillermo Mash and his Boston area bred wit and wisdom. Thursdays at 6 p.m. on KZFR 90.1 FM and all major podcasting platforms. Thank you, Bill K., in support of Chico Housing Action Team, Best in Chico 2021 charitable organization, for sponsoring our weekly social media ads. Our background music is COVID Haircut by XDS, a sneak peek from Cracks in the Concrete by Valley Fever, releasing on October 12th. Learn more at valleyfeverchico.bandcamp.com. We start our show as we did in 2017 with the Arts Lowdown with Jason Cassidy, a.k.a. Arts Devo, as we bring you the Best in Chico 2021 edition of the Chico Vibe here on Peak Pow Radio. Here. I'm really excited. Not only am I holding in my hot little hands, actually they're cool, but getting hot by the minute, Best of Chico CNR 2021, but I have my good friend Arts Devo, Jason Cassidy from the CNR, and gosh, Jason, it's been 4 years since we did this Arts Lowdown. Welcome back to
it's
the Chico
long,
Vibe.
Really?
Yeah, it has.
Holy cow, geez.
Four years next month, so thanks for coming back in and doing this segment. I'm looking forward to seeing you once a week.
Thanks
you
know? For having me, man. This is great.
I love it. So let's give us the Arts Lowdown a little bit before we jump into the Best of Chico.
Well, there's two things I want to point out Arts Lowdown-wise going on in town. One is a cool mural that's going up on the back of the North Rim Sports Building over on the First Street side.
Yes, yeah, I saw that.
Valerie Rose is doing a, in recognition of Deaf Awareness Month, a really cool mural on the back there. It may be finished by now. I mean, it's getting pretty close. And then on the art tip, this month is Open Studios. And last year, because of COVID, of course, the Open Studios was online only. But this year, they're back in live action where you can go in people's studios and galleries and see their art and their art making process with COVID protocols in place, of course, of masking and social distancing, and even some that are requiring vaccination proof to go in. But you can get a schedule or a program that with all the information from Chico Art Center over there on Orange Street or chicoartcenter.com.
Nice.
And
nice.
Then if I could just promote the Newsroom View real
can.
Quick here.
You can do that.
There's a story that I want everybody to read. It's in our scene section in the arts half of the paper by longtime Chico News and Reviewer Bob Spear on Vernon Andrews' new book. It came out earlier this year. It's called Policing Black Athletes. And it's about the suppression of black expression that is often plays out on the field, most notably probably in the NFL, where touchdown celebrations are clamped down. It's a historically African-American form of expression that is policed by a bunch of old white people. And Vernon digs deep into it all over the globe and in many different ways. And Bob did a great interview with him in this month's Best of Chico issue.
Yeah, it reminds me of Native Americans, Jason. There's an awful lot of evidence and readings and writings you can look at of how that's one of the first things they went after. Stop your dancing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Stop your culture.
Stopping culture. It's the American way.
Yeah. And thank you for bringing that up, Jason.
For sure.
All right, let's segue now into the Best of Chico.
So this is the Best of Chico issue. The News Review, you know, is something we're known for, something that the community works hard with us to put out every year. And 2020, we didn't do it. Businesses were closed, and everyone was on to more important matters. And there's a lot of things that mattered a lot more than this issue. And so this 2021 version, you know, most places are open again. And we wanted to sort of honor the fact that people are trying to come back from COVID, and so we call it the comeback, and it's kind of a sports victory themed. Mm-hmm. And want to point out, you know, there are a lot of businesses that didn't make it, and even a lot of them that did that are still struggling, especially small businesses. And our hope is that this can be sort of a palate cleanser, get people prepared for what will hopefully be eventually be a return to normal. And and the readers stepped up and voted. We, you know, the bulk of this is devoted to what our readers and the community voted for their favorite businesses and people and personalities and places. And then there's a few editor's picks too, where we try and fill in the gaps.
Nice. Shall we delve in here?
Yeah, sure.
How many is there again? It's like 142. Congratulations to all 142.
It's something like 142. It's something like that. Between 140 and 160, it always fluctuates.
Okay. But I'm looking here, page 14, Steve Pullins, downtown. They've won it a bunch of times, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, they have.
It's goods and services.
I'm sure that, like, on their walls, they're probably half the framed things on their walls are Best of Chico awards. Yeah. They're obviously one of the cornerstones of the local business community. And it's funny, when we take photos, we try and get fresh art each year, so we're not just using the same things. But we have to, like, lie a lot to people. So I walked in there and told those guys, like, hey, we're doing a local business guide. Can we take a photo? And I'm sure that they're smart enough to see through that.
I like first place for ag growing supplies, Northern Star Mills.
Northern Star Mills.
Shout out Northern Star Mills.
Yeah, and this year they get a living legend. Anybody who wins 5 years in a row gets a living legend plaque.
Living legend.
I think we have 6 or 7 this year.
Flip the page. What do you see on this page, Jason? Jumps out at you.
The barbershop one really jumps out because there's a new barbershop, Liberty Barber Company, down on Main Street. They just opened this year and already have sort of captured people's attention.
Nice. They won. That's attention.
They got, yeah, exactly.
They got first.
And we got some cannabis-related categories, too. Cannabis dispensary, of course, since Butte County is in the Stone Age with all that, it's delivery or within driving distance of Chico, since we don't have our own dispensaries here.
Perfect Union, Marysville. They're within our listening area.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, they are. Great. We'll flip it again.
So, yeah, this is like this issue. I mean, we're flipping through a lot of pages here.
A lot of
56 page issues. Wow. Like, it makes us feel like, speaking of coming back, it makes the paper feel like we are on the way, at least, to coming back.
We are, and I see a lot of advertisements, which is great. That's revenue generating. We love that.
Yeah.
Gift shops always pop out. You know, first place, Hobbs & Company.
Yeah, Hobbs & Company is one. They've won a bunch of years. They've gotten a living legend in the past.
Never been. I'm going to have to go.
It changes all the time, man. They got all kinds of stuff in there. Best grocer, S&S Organic Produce and Natural Foods. That's one of my regular stops each week.
Good place to stop, Jason. Must be hard to leave.
It is. I love it in there.
All right, next page. Are we still on goods and services?
This is
on goods and services.
Goods and services is one of our big categories.
Big category. Liquor. And what man can't look and just see the liquor store? Spike's Bottle Shop.
Yeah, Spike's. I mean,
I like Spike's, man. I've been in there a lot.
That guy is just devoted to, like, bringing in new stuff. And I think that's why people dig it, is because it's not the same thing every time.
Yeah, and it's right next to Kenfield Garden.
Yeah.
That's the place to get your
eyeball. Yeah, that's right.
You just walk right over there. I love that. All right, we'll flip another one. Roofer. Powell Roofing. Congratulations, Powell Roofing.
Yeah.
And then plumbing. Earl's Performance Plumbing.
Earl's Performance. They guarantee that that the part's always on the truck.
Parts always on the truck. I like it. Oh, a lot of tattoo artists listen to KZFR and tattooees. Eye of Jade Tattoo. Congratulations.
Eye of Jade, yeah. They're perennial winners as well. And though they've moved away from downtown, now they're over on the Mangrove.
Bakery. I don't know anyone that's been in Chico for any length of time that hasn't been to Upper Crest Bakery and Cafe. You used to work there, right?
I did. I worked there as a night baker for more than a decade.
More than a decade.
I know. Yeah, so now we're in the food section.
We're in the food section. Thank you for that, Jason. Burgers, Nobby's. How many times have they won? Everyone's like, you got to have a Nobby burger.
Because of the cheese skirt.
The cheese skirt.
They let the cheese roll off of it and grill on the grill around it.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's next level.
Ice cream, Schubert's. They've probably won a bunch of times.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they've been around longer than almost any business in town.
Chef. It's nice to recognize, like, a person, huh?
James Taylor.
Chef, first place, and Leon.
Oh, and Leon. Oh, no, James Taylor is second place.
Second place.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
We got to say the third place, Lisa Soretta.
Yep.
Wine Time, and the other one was Sicilian Cafe, and the first one, the winner, was Alamandra Wine and Distillery.
In fact, before Upper Crest, I worked at Under James at Sicilian Cafe.
Nightlife in the arts. Now we're in your ballywick. You go first, because, oh, this is a great picture of Rami at Duffy's. He's gone. He moved to Oakland, didn't he?
I know, yeah. Oakland? Rami's gone. Him and all of his crew, they've spread out.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, Duffy's, of course, they win a bunch of categories. Best Bloody Mary, best bar, and Watering Hole for Townies, they won for the fifth year in a row, so they're now a living legend in that category.
Living legend.
But I want to give a shout-out, too, to the best virtual local show, since that was so important, since that was kind of some of the only shows we had, and for Astronaut Ice Cream, for their many virtual shows that they did. They put out a video album. They had virtual live performances for Halloween, for their album release party. Shout-out to Kirk and Heather for kicking butt.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And then, you know, to, you know, sign of the times, of course, we have some other categories that are, you know, COVID sort of themed, like local Zoom workout, Basis Health and Performance, the gym out there on south of town. Mm-hmm. They had Zoom workouts.
Hey, I see Mike G and is like.
Oh, he was crestfallen when we didn't have Best of Chico last year, because he was hoping to get his fifth in a row for Living Legend, and it was. It eventually happened this year. He's now a living legend, although we already knew that.
Local personality.
For local personality.
Mike G. Love it. Here we go. I see Lindsay Briggs. Shout out Lindsay Briggs, man. She's always out there.
Yeah, and she's...
She tells you what you think. That's Boston-like. I like a Boston-like person. Tells you what you think. What's your thinking?
I mean, yeah, people know her as an activist, but this is... she won for best instructor.
Nice.
Professor.
Yeah, because it's an activist picture I'm looking at.
It is, you know, that's where we're going to see her mostly.
Yeah, that's true. Shout out, Boys and Girls Club of North Valley. I can't say enough.
Best youth organization.
Yeah. Oh my God, we got to stop on this one. How can we flip the page? Best first place, KZFR 90.1 FM.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. You know, we got to take a break here and put Grant Parks, new general manager. Congratulations for that too. This is your first year as GM of winning Best in Chico. But let's hear a little bit from our GM here.
Thank you for tuning in to your community radio station at 90.1 FM. My name is Grant Parks, and as the general manager of KZFR, I thank everyone for their support in this year's Best of Chico. I am thankful for the dedication and passion of our listeners and supporters. You took the time out to make your vote, and we are very, very appreciative. I'd also like to thank the Chico News and Review for their support of KZFR's mission and vision. I am proud to say that I am part of an organization that has the respect of the community. Once again, thank you for your support. We're not going anywhere.
Here we are in the coming back from the KZFR. Again, Best in Chico. We're here at the editor's picks.
This is where the editors, we got to put our heads together and try and find out things that we, you know, just or particularly that we liked individually, or that maybe, you know, kind of were skipped over by the populace.
Yeah.
So we have, which is unfortunately that this is something that's necessary, but it's something that's become more and more necessary. Best fire watcher, Zeke Lunder.
Yeah,
he's great. You know, he's a, you know, analyst and, you know, former firefighter himself. He started a website this year. It's amazing. It's called thelookout.org, and he just lays it out for all the fires happening in our area and around California and the West.
Theater on the Ridge, best comeback. That one really warms my heart.
Oh, man. They've had a comeback from a lot up there. So
I'm really pleased. I know it's not in here, but First Street Theater, where the Blue Room used to be.
Yeah, have you seen it up there?
I haven't gone up. I've seen the billboard.
The renovation is insane.
Nice. We got to get up there. Maybe we can do that. We could do a future episode.
Yeah.
Go up there.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Go up there, First Street Theater. And what else we got? Oh, Best Water Warrior, Jim Brobeck.
Yeah.
Chico-based Aqua Alliance.
I mean, there's lots to choose from in that category.
Yeah, man.
And then we're going to talk to Josh here soon.
We are. We can do that right now.
Josh Indar, his band Severance Package, won Best Protest Song because they got a song called Protest Song. How could you lose? Hey, Josh, how's it going, man?
Very good. How are you?
Well, for editor's pick for Best Protest Song, I guess if you're going to write a song called Protest Song, you got a good chance of winning it that year.
Yeah, right. I didn't even know it was a category.
You created the category by creating the song. But yeah, you guys, you're a little twofer. 21 release is kind of a double protest song album, and it's so good. I mean, obviously you guys are reacting to the times both nationally, internationally, and of course locally.
So So I think that we've always sung about things that seem dangerous or messed up or even just weird. But with the last couple of years, it seems more immediate and less abstract. And we're really trying to, like you said, react to that.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I just like the it's obviously that you guys are frustrated or angry, but also there's hope in it, too. You know, you're hoping for, you know, that you can get your town back.
Yeah, definitely. And that song, Chico song, really just was kind of one of those songs where it just feels like it's dumped in your lap. You know, there's not that many times as like when you're writing a song, usually you write down and you sit down and you think about it and you do it. This one just came straight to me. So good or bad, I don't even feel like I wrote it. You know what I mean?
Those are the good songs. Yeah. And it's, I mean, and the music smokes too. They move so hard.
Thanks. We're trying to, I don't know if we're trying to emulate anything, because like I said, that song just came to me and then Protest Song came right after, but definitely working in a Stiff Little Fingers vein.
For listeners, we're going to end the show with the Protest Song, Severance Package. All right, Josh, good to hear your voice, man. Right. Congratulations.
See you. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks.
All right, Jason Cassidy, it's wonderful to start the show back over with you, and maybe some closing comments around Best in Chico, and maybe a little forward promo for what we're going to talk about on the 21st. Todd Snyder, huh?
That's right, yeah. Best in Chico, it's out on the stands right now all around Butte County, and online, of course, at chico.newsreview.com. And yeah, we're going to talk about Todd Snyder. I interviewed him last week, and we'll play some of that interview and rap about a guy who is, I guess, a little bit underrated. I mean, he has 19 albums. That's not that underrated.
That's pretty good.
But he's one of my favorite lyricists and personalities. And yeah, he's just a treasure. And it's amazing that he'll be playing in Paradise.
Next up, the Chico Vibe Newsreel with Guillermo Mash. Breaking news, early morning shooting in the plaza. From the Chico Enterprise Records staff reports, Chico police are investigating a shooting at City Plaza Thursday morning that left one person hospitalized with what police described as a serious wound. Officers with the Chico Police Department say they received a report of a shooting at the plaza at 5:01 a.m. and arrived within 2 minutes, locating a person suffering a gunshot wound. Witnesses told police they had seen a man next to a parked vehicle on West 5th Street, and the man fired multiple rounds. The shooter fled the scene and has not been located. The wounded person was transported by ambulance to a local hospital for treatment. Police said the wound is serious, but the person is expected to survive. End of the Chico Enterprise article. Wow. Another shooting in Chico, street side to multiple homeless encampments. I sure hope this isn't another gun-shooting vigilante filled with hatred of destitute and houseless community members. Which brings us to our next newsreel flash on the Chico City Council declaring a shelter crisis on Tuesday. So in June, City Council voted to let the city's 2018 shelter declaration lapse. This rash and seemingly red meat MAGA placation cost the city state funds to address homelessness and excluded them from clauses intended to protect the city from lawsuits by those living on public property. What a blind, deaf, and dumb decision this was, with tents all over the city and people sleeping in public spaces throughout. Although I'm relieved to see this gross, negligent decision reversed, 7-0, new shelter crisis, I still be like, why is this even a thing when it should have been a no-brainer vote for renewal back in June? I ask. A snap Brown Act violation in disbanding the Chico Climate Commission without public notice was also rescinded at Tuesday's City Council meeting, reinstating the commission. The seemingly endless self-inflicted drama by ludicrous past City Council votes was calmed with a vote to rescind or otherwise pay for sewer feeds at Chico Housing Action Team's under construction Everhart Village.
On Monday, October 4th, 7 members of Chico State Students for Equality Education held a No Harm, Disarm banner drop at 3 Chico State campus locations, ending at the University Police Station. The group is calling for the campus police to return to unarmed security as it was in 1975.
My name is Melis Bonifacio Jerez. I'm a senior here at Chico State. I'm part of a student group called Students for Quality Education, and we just held a banner drop at Butte Hall that said Wildcats Against Guns since 1975, No Harm, Disarm. And the reason why we picked that is because back in 1975, Chico State actually had their very own protest against armed police when the chancellor at the time, Chancellor Dunk, basically armed all campus police. This fight has been going on since 1975, and it's still going on today in 2021. So we are basically, we're putting the school on notice, like, hey, your students have been advocating for this since then. It's almost been 45 years. It's time. We need to disarm our campus police now, because armed police do not keep us safe.
Disarm!
No more armed police!
This is the lady with the bullhorn. What's your name, and what are you out here doing today,
ma'am? My name is Kat. I use she, they pronouns, and I'm out here protesting and raising awareness about how we do not need armed police on our campus, and that Wildcats at Chico State have never wanted armed police on our campus. And the money that we put into arming our police and having police not keeping our students safe could actually be going to resources that can keep our students safe, like mental health, like counselors, like housing. And the more money we put towards these a group of people that don't have our health and our safety in interest, the worse our students are going to get. Like, that our education is diminishing because we are not getting the funding for the resources that we actually need, and we don't need funding towards more cops.
Guillermo Mash, signing off from the Chico Vibe, October 7th, 2021 newsreel. Next up, Out and About with Guillermo Mash here on Peep Bow Radio.
Here's Becky Holden, teacher, instructor Becky Holden at Chico Yo-Yo Club.
Chico Yo-Yo Club is one of my favorite little hidden Chico, you know, traditions. It's 12 to 2 every Saturday in the back of Bird in Hand, which, by the way, has the National Yo-Yo Museum. And every age level and every skill level comes here to learn. There's a trick card system. You can learn the first 10 tricks, and you get those 10 tricks checked off, and you get to graduate and get a red shirt that says Chico Yo-Yo Club on it, and so you know that you've achieved when you get there. And then you work on the second trick card, and they're slightly harder tricks, and they incorporate skills you learned on the first card. And then you go on to the third card, and you'll get a t-shirt at each card level. So it's kind of like, you know, the karate belt system. And it's just wonderful to see the look on people's faces when they get that trick, and their eyes get big, like, I did it. And you're just, you know, full of all this, yes, you did, we're all part of this camaraderie out here. And then, of course, today's a beautiful fall day, and where else would you want to be except for outside in the shade, just with friends and having a good day.
So. At Chico Yo-Yo Club in the Diamond Alley.
Yeah.
Thank you, Becky Holman. I'm here with Charles with Hume, and he's going to tell you, you know, where you can access services related to North State Shelter Team and their new showers.
Hi, Bill. Thank you very much. Good seeing you. We're celebrating a five-month project. We just got completed. North State Shelter Team has completed the shower trailer. It's on the road. It's followed closely behind with a porta potty and a hand washing station, nurses, and fill up your water jug station. We've been to the corner, the northwest corner of Cohasset and Eaton. There's a number of people living outside right there that we got showers for yesterday. And then we went to Windchime Park, and we hope to fan out to the rest of the 19 homeless encampments that we're aware of in this area. Thank you.
Doing this thing out and about Chico State campus. So if you three have quick time, I have a question that we're proposing today. What do you like and love about Chico State campus? Why do you like going to school here?
One thing I appreciated was, even over the pandemic, I was still able to go to my campus.
Nice.
Even though, like, there were our Wi-Fi isn't the best, we are able to take those Zoom classes outside, as well as our faculty and student solidarity relationships are really, really strong. And mm-hmm. I know that even during COVID and during the pandemic, even though I was worried about my health and my education, that my professors and faculty stood by me and were going to be able to support me in the ways I needed.
Nice. And your name's Kat?
Yes.
Nice. What about you, ma'am?
I would say, along with what Kat said, I have an amazing, major team. I'm a public health major, and All of my professors have been extremely accommodating during the coronavirus pandemic, partially because we are public health and that is a public health issue. I definitely feel as though my my professors care about me and my health, and they're extremely accommodating.
I like how so close to the train tracks, the train station. Last interview here, real quick interview. Your name's Lincoln, correct? What do, yes. What do you got for that question, Lincoln?
I'll just hit on the fact that I really like that this campus has a creek running through it, and it's very filled with trees. That is, I'm from outside of Stockton, where sometimes it's just farmland and dead stuff, so I'm just very happy to see trees all over the place in this campus.
Thanks, guys.
We hope you enjoyed the return of the Chico Vibe, arts and newsworthy stories with commentary by Guillermo Mash and his Boston area bred wit and wisdom. Thursdays at 6 p.m. on KZFR 90.1 FM and all major podcasting platforms. Thank you, Bill Kay, in support of Chico Housing Action Team, the best in Chico 2021 charitable organization. It's not unrealistic to see an extra tent for every two that you see on the streets and sidewalks, if not for Chico Housing Action Team's 200-plus people that they're housing in their multiple housing programs. Huge shout out, my favorite nonprofit in the North State chat. Big shout out to all the Best in Chico winners as well as the runner-ups. Cumulatively, you comprise what makes Chico the finest place I have ever lived. Closing out the show with the Best in Chico 2021 protest song, which, aptly enough, is named the protest song by Severance Package, here on